All right, Dagan, I'm going to say one thing in defense of the shopping mall Santa. It might have been a policy. Could have been a policy of the mall. Who knows?
No, it wouldn't have been a policy of the mall. And that mother had an infant with her. She had to put the infant down to console the little boy. In the meantime, if I had been a bystander, I would have taken a dive across that desk and broken that fat ass's glasses.
We don't know if he's actually fat. Don't fat shame. Hey, Jesse, you know the other big story about this? The enduring quality of Nerf products, that we are still talking about Nerf products. We've had Nerf products since we were like four.
Yeah, I mean, I asked my parents for a Nerf gun for Christmas, and they said no, too, because they're far left. And look how I turned out. I'm a Fox host, Mom. I mean, that backfired, didn't it? But I mean, when I heard this, I heard your monologue, which was a great monologue. When I heard this today, the first thing I did was look up how much mall Santas make, obviously. And they make between 30 and 100 an hour. So in December, they can clear 5 to 10 grand. If I'm getting paid 5 to 10 grand to sit there, that kid could ask for anthrax. I'm ho, 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 whatever you want, kiddo.
Anthrax. I think that was a rejected reindeer name. Geraldo, what do you make of this? Do you feel any sympathy for the poor Santa?
You know, ever since the Billy Bob Thornton movie Bad Santa, where he played a drunken reprobate Santa, I can't get into Santa anymore. I wouldn't let any small child related to me near a jelly old elf, and who knows what's in those red velvet costumes.
I was a shopping mall Santa. I was like the King of Prussia. You've heard this story.
Why am I not surprised by that?
Yeah, I was reprimanded for drinking wine at lunchtime. Dana, you're more like a Smurf than a Nerf.
I think the shocking news here is that you are a Santa, not an elf. Is that right?
How dare you? It's true.